We are individuals who become easily enlightened. We're easily motivated, you know, either through, let's say, for example, a speech on the minbar, or let's say, for example, if somebody sends us a short 3 to 4 minute video clip on WhatsApp, that these are moments and they're quick sparks. But the problem, I believe, sometimes it's not that easy to take that moment where we are impacted for a complete overhaul of our life. There should be a reformation. There should be a revolution inside of us. What kind of change does Islam want from us? Where Allah groups 3 types of people. He says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Inna alladhina amanu walladhina hajaru wajahadu. The one who believes, the one who migrates, the one, of course, who struggles. He groups them into one fi sabilillah. As long as these people are doing these 3 actions on the path to Allah, ulaika yarujuna rahmatullah. These are people who can expect, have hope for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu ghafurur rahim. Allah, of course, is forgiving and is also merciful. At least 2 of them are obvious. Iman and jihad. The one, of course, who is a mu'min, and the one, of course, who is a mujahid fi sabilillah. Who struggles, who strives on the path, that's obvious. That, of course, welcomes the mercy of Allah. But this verse, it doesn't only speak about a physical migration. We're talking about a spiritual migration. That migration from one level of taqwa to another level of taqwa. There is an internal sense that we need to sometimes awaken. And that internal sense leads us towards that desired, what's called kamal-i matlub, a desired perfection inside of us. Every single one of us has that need to perfect everything that we do and climb in everything that we do. In anything, you think about your corporate world, you think about your family life, you think about your health, think about anything, there's always a desire to go up one level and perfect the things that I'm doing. When you look at Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam, in his Du'a Muqarram al-Akhlaq, 22 different traits of a muttaqi he lists in that du'a. 2 of them he says, istiqlal khair, istikthar shar. Meaning the little that I do in terms of good, I should minimize that as if it's not a big deal. The amount of evil that I do, I should maximize that to the point where, of course, it becomes a reason for me to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's an equation that allows a constant migration inside of us. The flip that some of us do, where we maximize the great and minimize the evil, that's, there's no room, of course, for islah or reform or tabdili or change or migration. Because the reality is that we are constantly being enlightened. We're constantly being given great information about the deen in a very creative presentation. Like these young guys coming from the Hausa, and they're, you know, alhamdulillah, they are presenting their material to all of you. They're putting a lot of effort into that, right? With the hopes that maybe, you know, they might shake themselves and shake the community at the exact same time. And my fear is for me that after a while, Allah will stop presenting us opportunity after opportunity. Say, look, I gave you all the signs for you to change yourself, and yet you ignored every single one of them.